He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. Once again, we're not in Reliance Stadium. We are in Indianapolis for the 2009 NFL Scouting Combine. And there's a really deep class of linebackers coming out in the draft this year, especially an outside linebacker. There's also a good group of tweeners, guys who played on the defensive line but can move back to outside linebacker. I caught up with some of these guys to talk about where they see themselves in the NFL and what they think they will bring to an NFL-style defense. I'm here with USC's Clay Matthews. Clay, you're a guy who walked on the team at USC. Now you're going to look like a first-round guy. Talk about what you're trying to prove here at the Combine.
Just prove that I belong here. You know, obviously being a walk-on, there's a lot of skeptics and people who think you can't make it. And, you know, through sheer perseverance and hard work, I've been able to be in the place where I am today. And, you know, I attribute that all to my hard work and playing with a chip on my shoulder. And, you know, at the same time, I'm fortunate enough to be, in the talks of the first round. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to coming out here and beating the other guys, running, benching, doing the shuttle, everything they ask of me in hopes to show that I belong here.
There are a lot of defensive standouts at USC, but you really made a name for yourself at the Senior Bowl. What kind of hype do you think that generated?
I think it helped me out a lot. Obviously, there's a lot of guys at SC, a lot of great defensive players could get lost in the shuffle, but I think they realize at SC we have something special. There's a lot of great players that come through, and, you know, the Senior Bowl really did help me out and just get my name out there and showing what I'm capable of, you know, among the nation's elite, and I'm looking to continue to do that here.
Of course, your dad and your uncle were huge football stars, and your uncle played in Houston for quite a while. What would it be like to go to Houston and sort of fall in his footsteps?
Oh, it'd be real fun. In fact, that's one of those teams that I'd love to play for, just for, you know, being close to my uncle and just Texas. I mean, you got to love it. So I'd love to play for them and just, you know, being able to have an opportunity to play at this level, it really means a lot. And I think any team would be willing to pick me up, it would just mean so much. But, you know, Houston's a great team, and I'd love to play for them and love to get after it.
Warren, you got up there, you talked to the media about your versatility as a linebacker. You can play inside, outside. Where do you see yourself fitting into NFL defenses?
I guess it depends on who drafts me. If it's a 4-3, I can play the Sam and the Will. If it's a 3-4, I can play the Mac in the outside. It's just hard to say where I see myself at. I just want an opportunity to play. I'm willing to learn any new technique, any new position. Just give me a chance to play.
Last year you showed you could do just about everything. You were a tackling machine. You had 3 interceptions returned for touchdowns. I mean, what can't you do out there?
I can't take a play off. That's one of my strengths. I'm always playing full speed, even when you see me on special teams. That's where I really show my love for the game, but to take pride in being the first man down.
All right, is there an NFL player that you've modeled yourself after? Anyone you see yourself as?
I see myself as a mixture of Ray Lewis and Derrick Brooks. The leadership and the enthusiasm of Ray Lewis and the athleticism and the speed of Derrick Brooks.
All right, I can't let you go without explaining your tattoos, because this was great. You have one up there that's pretty neat. It's the barcode. Talk to me about this.
This barcode I got, I stole the barcode off of a box of Jujubes, which is my favorite candy. And instead of putting a product of whatever the company is, I put product of Chris Curry, which is my mom, because I take pride in being brought up in a single-parent home and how well of a job she did of raising a great young man.
And with USC's Brian Cushing. Brian, of course, you're a linebacker, but at USC you stepped up some, played with the defensive line, kind of played a hybrid elephant position. Talk about your versatility as a defender.
Yeah, I think it was important. You know, I played anywhere from all those defensive positions. I think that's what makes a real good defensive player. That's what's been important to me. But, you know, now I'm a true linebacker, and that's what I'm trying to come here this weekend to prove.
What do you think Pete Carroll does to get you guys ready for the NFL? I mean, you feel like you're pretty ready. I heard you say that.
Absolutely. You know, mental and physical preparation. I don't think there's a better guy out there to get you ready. So, I mean, the system we came from and the guys that have done well in the past, I think, you know, it's hands down the best place to come from.
Now, is there a pro player that you've modeled yourself after?
You know, I really like to watch Ray Lewis play. I don't know, with his intensity, his passion for the game is unbelievable. That's just something I, you know, love to emulate one day.
Right. People talk about you being a high motor guy.
Yeah.
Talk about what you bring to an NFL team.
Yeah, you know, I think I am a high effort, high motor guy. It's really important to me. It's really important to play hard, play well, and, you know, all 4 quarters. I mean, hopefully you can turn on that film and tell how much I love the game about how I play.
One with Texas, Brian Arakpo. Brian, there are a lot of guys coming out who are tweeners. You can play defensive line, play linebacker. What makes you so versatile?
What makes me versatile is I'm not one of those guys that's potentially up for the position. I played it before. So that's, you turn on film, you see me standing up, you see me in the three, down in the 3-point stance. And, you know, I was very effective at doing so. So I'm not one of those guys that potentially can do it. I can do it.
We're also very effective at rushing the passer. Talk about your pass rush skills.
Pass rush skills, you know, that's one thing in a knack I love to do, and that's getting after the passer, you know, your ball get off, anticipating the snap count, and then, you know, once you get in there, beating those tackles one-on-one, you can't get blocked one-on-one, and if it's a situation you do, you have to alter your game to where you can affect the passer, and that's something, once you get there, you got to, you know, make the play, obviously, and that's one thing a pass rushers love to do is making the play, getting the ball out, and scooping and scoring.
Well, working for the Texans, I hear a lot of Texas fans coming talking about how they would love to have you rushing the passer opposite Mario Williams. Of course, that'd be a little bit different of a position for you. But talk about rushing the passer opposite of him. What that would be like?
Oh man, it'll be something special, you know. If that was to happen, hey, it'll be something special. A 1-2 duo. Obviously, Mario's been doing a great job, Pro Bowler for the Houston Texans, and when he got drafted #1 overall, man, I was ecstatic because I love when defensive ends like him, great defensive ends, get drafted #1 overall.
With Penn State's Aaron Maven. Aaron, there's been a big premium placed on tweeners, guys who can play on the defensive line, play linebacker. Talk about your skills and your versatility.
Well, what I try to do is I try to give the coaching staff whatever it is that they need. You know, whether they need me to put my hand in the dirt and play a 4-3 end, or whether they need me to come off the edge as an outside linebacker, I feel like I have the capabilities to do so.
There's no secret you like to rush the passer. Talk about your pass rushing skills.
Obviously for any defensive end, it's something that we love to do. You know, I love to put my hand in the dirt, you know, just take off and get after the quarterback. It's something that people are putting a lot of value in just because of the fact that you have the chance to change the tempo of the game, you know, to force a quarterback into making a big mistake of an interception, or, you know, if you get to him being able to force a fumble, you know, you can really change the course of the game with a good pass rush. And, you know, I think that a lot of people are starting to see that, and that's why you're starting to see so many people good look for good pass rushers in the draft.
A lot of people were saying that you needed to put on a little more weight, maybe be a little bulkier to be on the defensive line. What's your weight right now, and how do you feel about it?
I weighed in today at 250, and, you know, I gained about 25 pounds, so I'm sure a lot of people were happy to see that. But I feel great. You know, I still feel fast, feel explosive. So I'm really excited about being able to show everybody, you know, how hard I've been working and what it is I'm going to do.
Well, a lot of good tweener guys out there. What are you going to do to try and distinguish yourself amongst that group here at the Combine?
Really just be myself. I feel like after all is said and done and everybody sees me perform, that's all that will really be needed.
Well, Texans are looking for a pass rusher opposite Mario Williams. What would it be like to play opposite a guy like that?
Obviously, Mario Williams is an outstanding athlete, a great defensive end, a guy that I've watched since high school. I mean, since his college days. So, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, you try not to get too wrapped up in it, but it'd be very exciting to play with a guy of that caliber.
Awesome. Thanks, Maren. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no